Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we already started floss b'taras Hashem, but we still haven't come to the resolution of the problem. What is mechayev a guy to bring a carbon when he says that he's going to? We saw various possibilities. Amirasa legavok and misirasa lehediot. We rejected that. Minyan ischayvus. We rejected that. We did neder. We rejected that. So again, we're going Bidarko Shel Marenu Rabbeinu, going at Tzadik, Rafael Moshe Luria Zitzal. He says as follows: Nira lomar, the Af Yisrael shechayav lekayim nidro lo rak midinei isur veheter, ela havei ze din chiyuv mamoin. Lo rak shibud haguf. That even by a Jew, the reason he has to be Mekayim is Neder is not only the Isser Veheter, that he has to be Mekayim is Neder, it's Usser to be over on a Neder, but rather it's a Din Chiyuv Mamoin. It's not only a Shibra Guf, it starts with the Chiyuv Gavra to bring Mamon to Hekdesh. Remember in the previous year we distinguished between a Shibra Haguf, Chiyuv Mammon, that's because of a Shibur HaGuf, or a Chiyuv to do something, to bring something, to bring Mammon to Hekdesh, where the Guf isn't Meshubit. It starts, the Chiyuv Yisrael starts with a Chiyuv Gavra Lahavi Mammon LaHekdesh. And this Chalois Chiyuv is through Hilchos Nidarim, because there are two types of Nidarim. There's Nidrei Iser, which is a Chalois Ala Cheftza, the Cheftza becomes a Chaticha the Yisua. And then there's Nidrei Hekdesh. Like when a person says, Hare zu korban, or Hare alai korban, that's Nidre Hekdesh. It's a klal b'nidarim. The have iser cheftza. Nidarim are an iser cheftza, and we don't find by a neder kum vase. And if so, how is it possible at all to have Nidre Hekdesh? When you say Hare alai korban, that's Nidre Hekdesh. Hare zu korban is Nidre Hekdesh. Ay, nedar mar nisr cheftza. We don't find neder b'kum v'asei. That's a shvua, not a neder. So how is it possible to have nidrei hekdesh? So if you say harei zu mela, I understand. You can say there's a, it's a chalos on the cheftza. If you say harei alai, it's on you. It's kum v'asei. That it's effective mehilchos nedarim, like we find sheila, so it's mehilchos nedarim. Now truma is not a davar hanador. So how do we have hilchos nedarim by truma sumaisris? The Ramban is already omer on this. Ramban al Torah parashas matos. The Ramban writes two terutzim. One is, even when it says, person says, Harei Alai, there's a Shibud Nechosim. And therefore, it's a valid Neder. Moreover, it's a Choymer Miyuchad Benidrei Hekdesh, Kevin Shebesoifu Sheldavu Yochel Hekdesh Alachevtz. You know how you can have Nidrei Hekdesh? Either because it's a Shibud Nechosim, or, because in the end, the Hekdesh is going to be Chala Nechevtze. We have to understand. The Iker Neder isn't an Isser Chevtze. The Iker Neder here is a Chiyuv Ala Gavra L'Havi. So how is it a Neder? So it's difficult to understand the Ramban. However, it's Muchach from the Ramban that there's a special din of Nidrei Hekdesh that's not Begidre Nidre Isser. But rather, there's Nidre Hekdesh that's Chal to make a Chalais Chiyuv on the Gavra Mehilchos Nedarim. So we have to understand the Geder, to explain the Geder of this Din. V'achreach lomar שיסויד דין נדרי הקדש, היינו, שהוא עושה דיבור של נדר, שכך יהיה. The yesod of the din of Nidrei Hekdesh is that he makes a dibur of a neder, that that's what it's going to be. It's going to be, as I said, this neder Hekdesh. V'nischadesh beparshas nedorim, shekol sheish dibur shel neder, chayil mikoyach hadibur achalois Hekdesh. Do you hear that? There's a chiddush in parshas nedorim. The chiddush in parshas nedorim is that if there's a dibur of a neder, the chalois hekdesh is chal mikoyach the dibur. It's a dibur of a neder, and if there's a dibur of a neder, the chalois hekdesh is chal because of the neder. So when he says harei alai, because he says this neder of harei alai, the chalois hekdesh is chal. He says, Harei Zu, there's a dibur of a neder that this behemoth is going to be hektesh. And the din isn't chal only mitzad the iser. Rather, mitzad mamon. The dibur of the neder is going to be effective that this chalois should be chal in the behemoth. Midin iser and also midin mamon. That the Torah was mechadesh, sheyesh dibur kazeh, שמה שנאמר בתוירס נדר והוא בא למה חלויס זה על, על יוחו בחפצה בין דין איס יוחו בחפצה בין דין איס או בין דין מומן that the chiddush of the Torah is that there's such a deep word that said בתוירס נדר he's the בא למה נסחלוס and therefore it's going to be חל on the חפצה two things a din איסר and a din מומן There's an iser that he has to bring it, iser v'heter. That's chal on the chefetzah. And also din mamon. And therefore you can also make trumas and maisus mehilchos nedarim. Because when you say arezu truma, it's a dibur of a neder, and memela, by saying that you're going to give this as truma, the chalois is chal on the fruit, on the produce. And harei alai is the same gather. That since there's a neder, the idea sheish neder sheyachol alav chiyu shalavas mamon lehekdesh, since there's a neder that obligates you to bring money to hekdesh, so memeila, chol chiyu ze mikoyach hadibur shel neder, al idea sheish neder sheyachol alav chiyu shalavat mamon lehekdesh. Chol chiyuv ze mikoyach hadibur shel neder. Im kein tchila sedinu shagav rachayev lohavi mamon. Agam shein ze shibud nechasim. So it all starts with the obligation that you have to bring it. You obligate yourself, and memela, and the object is also ischal the neder that it has to be brought. And even though in kinyanim you can't make a chiyuv. Such a chiyuv on the gavra. A kinyan doesn't make a chiyuv on the gavra. But in the parasha of Nedarim was nischadesh, that the dibur makes the chalos that is in the dibur. As we spoke about in the previous year, you can't make a kinyan that you're going to do something. But by neder, you can. Neder means that you say a dibur, that dibur obligates you to do something, and the mela, the chalois is chal on the object. And that's why we find sheila, but dibur shel neder. Since the whole chalois is chal aideh, dibur shel neder, the mela, he could be shoel and mevatel this dibur. And the chalois is batel amafreya. The whole chalois is chol ayidei the dibur, and when you do a sheila on the dibur, it's batel amafreya. Al pizem v'war shapir, the kevin de akum misraba behilchas karbanes. We have a ribui that a guy brings a carbon, so he can be makdish a carbon. So it's muchach that he has this parsha that he can make a dibur of a neder. Shibal yado chalois hekdesh. That the chalois hekdesh comes through him, and even though he's not in the parsha of nedarim of the chiv of moitzis v'secha tishma, or bal yachel, what a Jew has. That besides the etzem chalois that's done by the dibur, when he says harei alai, he also has a lavin and asay, and a guy doesn't have that. But al kolpanim lo yigora harei alai ma'arei zu shenase chiyuv agavro, when he says harei alai, and when he says harei zu, there's a chiyuv on the person mikorech the dibur shel neder that the guy has. He can make this chalois hekdesh and memeil the chalois on himself. As we said before, Tchilas Hadin is that he's mischayev, and Memeila the chalois is chal on the animal of Hekdesh when he says Harei Zu, or Harei Alai. It's mashma that if a goy could bring his own shruma, he could also be term for a Jew. It's a neder of an asiyas chalois. He makes a chalois on the shruma. The goy, if he can make his own, then he could also do it for the Jew. Nimsa the lav midina mira la gavoya shukemai sekinyan shall mesira la hediot asinan. And we're not coming here, midina mira la gavoya, which is like a maisa head kinyan of giving it over to a hediot. And it's lav mehilchos is chayvus mamon. It's not from the halachos that he's mischayv mamon, like we wanted to say in the previous year. But rather, and this is the yisoid, midin miyuchat shall dibur shall neder. There's a dibur of neder that brings a chalois din mamon, and that applies to the akum as well. He has the dibur of neder that obligates him, and memela that makes a chalois din mamon, that this animal is now holy to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to bring it. And that's what we have when we talk about by Jews, Amira Lekavok and Mesira Lehediot. That there's a special parish of Dibur HaNeder that's Poyla Chalois Mamun. The Hainain Divri Arashba that the Shach brings, that it's not Kemesira Mamish Lehediot, Ela Kekinyan. He doesn't mean to say that it's like a Maisik, it's a different Maisik Kinyan. It's not kemesira mamish lehediot. It's like a kinyan. It's not a different ma'ase kinyan. The chalois, when you do amirasu lekavoa, there's a chalois like a ma'ase kinyan, mikoyach his dibur. Because he made this dibur, there's a chalois like a kinyan, even if normally a kinyan isn't effective. And that the Shach says, when it comes to Liad Gizbar that we saw in the previous segment, when it comes to the hands of the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, She'ela is no longer effective. Apparently what he means to say is not that forget about his dibur. There's a chalais because he gave the mesira, and now it's too late to do she'ela. And memela tekdesh mikoyach the kinyan. But rather, what the shach means to say is that after it comes in the hand of the gizbar, he's not the bailin to be made for his nether anymore, and to be mevata the dibur of the nether. It's the dibur of the nether that's holding him back. Because even though the derech of heter nedarim is aydei pesach v'charata, aval ein zeh mamish nidrei tos. Not a mistake. Because for a mistake, you don't need a chacham. You only need a chacham for Pesach and Charata. And therefore, when the chayfetz is still in his rishus, and if the neder is going to be misbatel, he's going to remain bailam on the chayfetz. He has the bailas to be made for the neder. But if ben kach, the object is going to remain in the hands of Hektesh, because forget about his neder, there's been mesira. He's no longer bailim to be mefer and to be mevatel his the dibur of the nether that brought the chalais hektish. So it's taka the dibur that brought the chalais. Why can't you do she'el after it's in the hands of the gizbar? Because the dibur gave it to hektish. Just you have the bailis to uproot that dibur when it's still in your hands. But once it's in the hands of hektish, you no longer have the bailis to uproot that dibur. Now we understand the chilik of the marit al-gazi that we saw in the previous segment, between Kotche Bedek Mizbech and Kotche Bedek Habayis. That the Shach says that there's a kinyan here, that's only Shaykh Behektish Bedek Habayis, because that's Gidrei Bailus Mammon. Therefore, once it's in the hands of Hektish, it's too late. But Karban Kedush Saguf, which is a Chalois Kedusha, that's done Aidei Dibur. If the nether is misbattled, there's going to be no longer Kedusha's Karban Aidei Kinyan Shalai Gizbar. And therefore, She'ela is effective to be Mevata the Chalois Hefka, that's Chalai Dei Adibur, even after it comes in the hands of the Gizbar. If we're dealing with Hektish Bedek Habayis, that's Gidrei Bailus Mammon. So once the Hektish has Bailus Mammon, he no longer has Bailus to be Mevatel, his Dibur. But Kedush Saguf, which is a Chalais Kedusha that's done Aidei Dibur, if the Neder is Misbatel, there's no longer going to be Kedusha's Karba through the Kinyan of the Gizbar. And Memela, he can do She'ela to be Mevatel the Chalois Kinyan, that's Chol Aidei Dibur, because again, it all comes from the Dibur. So if Hekdesh has Bailus Mammon now, by like a better Kabayis, so it's too late. He no longer has Bailus to uproot the Dibur. But if it's Kedushas Haguf, where Hekdesh only gets Bailus because of the Kedusha of the Karban, but if he's Mevatel the Kedusha of the Karban, Mevatel is no longer a Kinyan. If he's Mevatel and Nedel, there's going to be no longer Kedushas HaKarban. Aide Kinyan Agizbar, the whole thing's going to be uprooted. And Mamele, he still can be Shoah, because it's all Tullery in the Dibur. So he can be Mevatel, the Dibur of Kedusha, so then it no longer belongs to the Hektish, even if it's already in the hands of the Gizbar. Hashem came with him with Bredek Abai, so the Gedra is Bailus Mama, there he doesn't have Bailus anymore to uproot the Dibur. And this Geder, this Yisoid, the Dibur of a Neder, makes Chalois Kinyanim, Chalois Chayuvim. Like we said, he's Mischayev. When he makes a Neder, this Neder is Mechayev him. And it also makes a Chalois on the object. We find in the Rambam, very famous Rambam, Perek Beis Melchus Malachi Yadalit, that Hefker, even though it's not a nether, it's like a nether that you're not allowed to retract. And what's Hefker? When a person says, Nechasim Elo Hefker Lakos, we have to understand what he says, even though it's not a nether, it's like a nether. So it's mashma that the Hefker is Chal. And not only is there an Isser Lachzor Bo, but the Hefker is Chal. So what's it Shaykh to a nether? What's the nether? If it was just an Isser Lachzor Bo, then it's a nether. But from the fact that The hefker is actually chal, it's hefker lakol. How's it shaykh to a neder? If it was just, you can't be chayzer, but I get that it's a neder. But if that it's actually chal, chalay's hefker, how's that shaykh to a neder? Based on what we explain, what the Rama means is that the dibur of hefker is a dibur shel neder, like harezu hare alai. In other words, only like harei lechalay shel hefker, is a dibur shel neder shel isa chalayis mamon. So it's a dibur of a neder. That he's not allowed to retract it. And memela, that it belongs to everybody. And memela, there's a chalais mamon. It's a dibur shel neder that makes a chalais mamon. He's neder to be mafkir this object, and that creates the chalais mamon on the object that it's hefker. Now, even a neder of harei zu, like harei alai, there's an isser to be over on the neder. But there's no hechitimsi to be over because the neder is already chal. So he can't be over on the neder. If he's nana, then he's nana min a hekdesh. The neder is chal. That's the Rambam says by hefker. The dino keneder. Sheze dibur shel neder sheish letokif shel iser. So this saying that it's hefker has the power of iser, and he's not allowed to retract. Aval ha'maise lo shayecha iser. The iser isn't shaykh, it's not shaykh to retract. Because it became hefker mikoch hadibur shel neder. And therefore he can't retract. And therefore it's kin neder, avaleinu neder. Neder, you could be over on the neder. But here he can't be over, because already is, it's already hefker. It's too late, he's just over an Isser. In other words, when you make a neder that you're not going to eat a certain food is usher to you, and then you eat the food, so there's a bal yachil. But here there's no bal yachil. Once he makes a neder that it's going to be hefker, so it becomes hefker, and he can't be over even if he tries to. So it's kin neder, because it becomes hefker mikor chadibul shal neder, but he can't be choyzer boy. And memela, it's kin neder, but it's not mamish and neder. That he can be over bal yachil? No. Once he says that it's hefker, so it becomes hefker. That's how you have, first he was mechayev himself, that he's mafkir this object, and that makes the object hefker, just like when he says harei alai, that makes the object hektish. Dibur shel hefker, dibur shel neder, kamo harei zu harei alai. So it's a chalois hefker. It's a dibur of a neder that makes a chalois mamon. It's a dibur of a neder that it's going to be hefker, and that makes a chalois mamon that it's actually hefker. Just like harei zu and harei alai. It's a dibur of a neder that makes a chalois on the animal's holy. So it would appear, according to this, that the Rishonim argue, if there's by hektish anim, there's a din of amira kemesira. Their only machlokes is boimra al chefetz mesuyim she'el anim. When he says about a certain object that the object should belong to the anim, so that is that kemesira or not? That's if he says it about a certain object. But if he's mechayev himself to give mamon l'anim, l'kuli alma mechuyev, because it's no different than when he says harei alai. When he says harei alai, it's at the parish of Nidarim. He can make a chiyuv on himself. And therefore, by anim, the same din applies. and he says Harei Alai, to give this moment to the Anim, it's going to apply because it's Chal on him, his obligation to do it, Memela, it's Chal on the money that belongs to the Anim. So we see through the parish of Nedarim, he can make a chiyuv on himself, and Memela, it's Chal on the object. Okay, there's still a lot more to say on this sug, obviously. So we're going to close here, and Ritz Hashem, hopefully we'll be zochet to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.